The God worshipped today by Christians, Jews, and Muslims is a pretty cool guy. He is loving, protective, omnipotent, forgiving, fatherly, understanding, wise, fair, and willing to listen to you any time of the day or night. He's your friend, your advisor, your therapist, maybe even the father you never had. God wants and expects you to be good, but forgives you when you make mistakes, even big ones. He's the perfect combination of gentleman, father, and statesman, combined with some really kick-ass magical abilities, like creating the universe and answering prayers. What's not to like? Plenty, that is, if you look at the whole history of God, not just the present. Want to check with an expert? Let's just ask the patriarch of all three of these religions, Abraham himself. Imagine you could somehow make a time machine, travel back 4,000 years, snatch up Abraham from his wanderings, bring him forward to the 21st century, and invite him to your church, temple, or mosque. Abraham wouldn't even recognize your God. There would be no doubt in Abraham's mind that you were worshiping a different God than his. Why? Because Abraham worshiped a God called Yahweh El Elohim and Jehovah, who was completely different than your modern God. To start with, Abraham's God was made of flesh and blood, just a regular guy with God powers. He was not omnipotent. Rather, Abraham's God was the God of armies, jealous and vengeful, more than ready to commit genocide, unleash plagues, destroy whole cities on a whim, even wipe out humanity with a flood. And that is barely a start on the atrocities attributed to Abraham's Yahweh in the Bible. Abraham's God was the complete opposite of the loving, almighty God we know today. Not only that, but Abraham, whom you'd brought forward from his time to yours, would soon ask, "Where are the temples to all the other gods?" And he'd be shocked when you told him that there were none. You see, Abraham, as well as all of his descendants, down to Moses' time, and even beyond, were polytheists and pagans. They did not believe that Yahweh was the only God. Yahweh was just one God among the many that Israelites believed in and prayed to. In fact, there were so many other gods competing for and getting the Israelites' attention that Yahweh finally made a deal with them. As the God of armies, Yahweh promised that he would give the Israelites military protection, and in return, the Israelites had to forego all other gods and worship only Yahweh. In the days of Abraham, Yahweh simply didn't command the same unquestioned loyalty and respect that he does today. And he certainly wasn't the undisputed omnipotent God who created the universe. Yet Abraham's Yahweh is definitely the same God that our modern religions worship today. The Bible is quite explicit about this. How can we reconcile these conflicting versions of God? How can Abraham's God of ours be the same guy as today's benevolent, omnipotent, kindly God Almighty? The answer is simple. God changed. The loving, omnipotent, fatherly God worshipped by most Westerners today is the result of the longest and best marketing makeover in history. Generation by generation, not in anyone's lifetime but slowly, spanning centuries, Abraham's God had the rough edges smoothed off, the nasty deeds relegated to ancient history, and the angry temperament replaced with a kinder, more benevolent personality. It took a long time, 4,000 years, but the result is truly astonishing. Why did this happen? Did someone realize that Yahweh had an image problem that needed polishing up? Did some marketing team decide that church attendance was down and needed to improve? Did Yahweh himself decide to clean up his image? How did Yahweh change from Abraham's God of armies into today's God Almighty? Who did this celestial makeover? Religious scholars have an answer. They tell us that Yahweh was always the God we know today, that it's only our understanding of God that has changed. Noah, Abraham, and Moses lived in simpler times, so God presented himself to them in a simpler way, one they could understand. Abraham's concept of God was understandable to the nomadic herding people of Abraham's time. These religious scholars will go on to explain that, over the millennia, our societies and culture matured, and God was able to reveal more and more of his all-knowing, loving, all-powerful self to us. God guided his prophets, we're told, through divine intervention to shape our Bibles, Torahs, and Qurans, so that today we can hold God's actual words in our hands and have a true understanding of God's greatness. Yes, Abraham's God seems quite different than ours, but only because Abraham lived in simpler times, so God revealed a simpler personality to Abraham. It's a good story. It makes sense. It's plausible. But it's wrong.